Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The 2020 New Orleans Saints season is almost here. For this season, join the best Saints fan community in the world, Saints Happy Hour, connecting you with the most passionate Saints fans around for only $10 a month. Come have fun and laugh with us. Get the Saints Happy Hour booze bundle as a welcome gift, featuring 4 limited edition collector swag items not available in any stores. You'll also get members-only access to the best Saints podcast every day, complete ad-free, and exclusive access to the Saints Happy Hour private Discord chat room, where you can talk Saints football with our community members 24/7 and get access to special giveaways and prizes. Make 2020 Saints football more fun by joining Saints Happy Hour. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints happy cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. 4th of July weekend edition. Thanks for joining us.
I got to admit, I haven't gotten sick of that intro yet. Every time. Sean Payton gets me every time. I get goosebumps.
Yeah, it's one of our great... It'll
Chef's kiss.
I mean, chef's kiss, but it'll last the test of time. I think it'll be one of our great all-time accomplishments, no?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you paid him, so
of an accomplishment.
Maybe the accomplishment is having people give us money so that we could afford it.
There you go.
Well, but here's the
Connor
thing.
It was so great he came on. That's worth something, right?
Well, I think I'm just surprised that it's lasted this long and the Saints haven't sent us a cease and desist letter. That's what that is.
It's coming.
It's coming. You know, the Saints social media guy will follow me, and then I'll get excited, and then I'll get a DM with a PDF from their lawyer.
I feel like we would have already gotten it by now.
Yeah, they don't give it.
Would have taken this long.
We're good.
Seriously, also true.
So, the 4th of July weekend. I needed the Saints to sign Jadeveon Clowney because I had a rough weekend. My mother-in-law may or may not have the Rona. She's getting tested. I had to set up all the printing to get the people the booze bundles. By the way, you should sign up at the $10 level so you can get it. It was all a nightmare. So I needed personally, Andrew, I need the Saints to sign Jadeveon Clowney so that I can fire up the breaking news sound and just go crazy. I need it to happen. Give me your percentage chance that it actually does happen.
7 out of 10.
That's pretty high, Dave.
4 out of 10. I'm sorry, you said percentage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
7%.
7%.
So out of 10, I'll give it 0.7, less than a 1.
God damn it, Andrew.
Ralph got excited for a second.
I know. I get real excited. Dave, what's the percentage chance of Jadeveon Clowney?
I don't know. He wants he wants $17 million, which to me seems a little crazy.
But Cleveland offered him 4 years, 64. and he turned him down. Oh. So, like, clearly, like, money is not the total driving thing here.
Well, I guess not, but no, he wants to be with a winner. Yeah, you know, he said, what, yesterday, 2 days ago, that, you know, it's either the Cowboys or the Saints. I don't know. I also was reading, isn't, like, Everson Griffin is still available, and is he not a better option over Clowney? I mean, my issue with Clowney, obviously, is, you know, the elephant in the room is his injuries. I mean, he's been injured so many times. He gets injured regularly. Like, what's, you know, I don't know. I don't.
Here's the thing, Kevin. What's
red flags to me?
Kevin, where would Jadeveon Clowney or Jadeveon, whatever, where would he rank in the Ralph will butcher his name 7,000 times pantheon if the Saints do sign him? I feel like he's top five.
No. You said Jadeveon Clowney correctly.
Yeah. At least and then he second-guessed it.
Already.
He's like, this can't be right. I can't be right.
That's right.
You said Jadeveon Clowney right way back when we were doing when he was getting drafted.
I have no confidence.
You're fine. It's bottom 10%.
So here's my thing with why I think the Saints need to sign him, Dave. There's a good chance Sheldon Rankins is going to be done, and he's not going to give the Saints anything. There's a good chance Davenport, his 2 years of injury history, he's going to get hurt. So then the defensive line
Same issue you have with Clowney. You're just signing another one of those guys.
That's right. I love him. He's a name. I know him. I saw him with the Texans. I love the free agent transactions as much as I love flavored bourbon. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I just love the transactions. I just love doing the breaking news podcast. I just love the whole experience of it. I don't know if he's any good. I don't care. I just want the Saints. I just need the action. That's what I need.
I mean, I guess in a way, if you add another guy that's injury prone, you know, they can't all get injured at the same time in the same season, right?
You know,
Week four, they're holding tryouts from motherfuckers off the street.
Well, I mean, every year, some position gets the plague. And if it's not corner, it's offensive line. If it's not, it's linebacker in 2017. I mean, some position is just going to get destroyed. And this year, you actually have a plague that could affect the team. So I'm just saying, bring in more bodies. The more, the merrier.
What was that year that they played Seattle when Seattle was 7-9 in the playoffs?
Oh, and they had Julius Jones, the guy, this running back that was smoking cigs on the sideline.
They were hit so bad with injuries at running back that year that by the end of the game, they had Heath Evans playing tailback.
Was that the year Linnell Hamilton saw time?
Yes.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
These are memories, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't remember shit that happened last season, but I'll fucking remember Linnell Hamilton.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
Poor guy. He was all set.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
That to slide into that Mike Bell role post.
I mean, in your defense, Dave, the words Lynell Hamilton is will throw anyone off their game.
Oh, I'm totally rocked. I'm shook. Yeah. I'm shook.
Rattled.
So, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Kevin, he had himself a 4th of July weekend. He had fireworks, but not the exploding kind you buy at the store. Things got a little wild for Mr. Gardner-Johnson on the gram, as the kids like to say. Do we need to recap for the people if they're not aware of what we're talking
you
about?
You guys, I tell you what, recap it for the people and say whatever y'all going to say, cuz I feel like I'm going to go off on this one.
Oh boy, Kevin's in his feelings.
Here we go.
All right, Dave, Dave or Andrew, you want to recap for the people?
Well, I read the article that you guys sent to me. So, I mean, apparently there is a woman out there. Her name on Instagram. She's Summer Bunny. Her name is Summer Bunny. Classy. And the article says that she's an Instagram model, which I just have to say that's not a job. That's not a job choice.
In 2020, it is, baby.
You know, just because you take selfies of yourself in scantily clad outfits doesn't make you a model, in the same way that me posting pictures of the food I eat at fancy restaurants makes me a food critic.
Wait. So, Kevin, what's less?
You're giving us a couple clues as to why you should stay away.
What's less of a real job in 2020? Saying you're an Instagram model or saying you're a podcaster? What's less of a real job?
Wait, so she posted some pictures on, I guess, on her stories, not necessarily her feed, some pictures of some look like semi-automatic weapons or ARs or whatever.
I think it had a grenade launcher, man. That thing looked tight.
Guns on the bed, and she said something like, you know, I think that she tagged the Saints, and she said, you know, you might want to know that your boy is pointing this at women or something like that. And then she revealed that she was pregnant. She posted a picture of a text message between him and her. And he was saying that if she is pregnant, you know, she's going to be in the child's life, which good for him. Glad to hear that. That was great. That was the nice. That was the positive thing in this whole scenario.
She had a screenshot of an AR-15 laying on the bed. And yeah, she said that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson pointed that at her. And I mean, that's a smoking gun right there.
We'll get back to the show in just a second. There is no shortage of action going on with our partners over at betonline.ag. The sports world is slowly making its way back, with the NBA announcing its return in late July. But right now, UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and international soccer all have resumed play, and BetOnline has the best odds and lines for their upcoming games and matches. You need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening live every day for our devout gamblers to check out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit BetOnline.ag on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts.
Yeah, unintended.
Guns on the bed sounds like the Guns N' Roses album we never got.
Well, but then she walked it back. She walked it back and she said, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean any of that. That was really just a lie. I was just emotional because I haven't had enough dick lately. I haven't gotten enough dick.
Was that a direct quote?
That was a direct quote.
Who among us has gotten a little reckless on the social media because we didn't have enough dick? Who among us? I'm not going to judge.
Now, you're right, Ralph. Who am I to judge? I'm a big fan of her body of work. But she seems like a little crazy, and I gotta say,
I gotta say,
Chauncey, I need you to again. I'm going back to the alleged screenshot between him and her, and him saying that he is going to be in the child's life. So great to hear that, if it's true. But he needs to stay. You gotta stay away from these. So he already has. So I did some sleuthing and. He already has one young child with another woman. I don't know if he's supposed to be mutually exclusive with this woman or not, but if he is,
is he married or not?
I don't know if he's married. I think he has a child. He has a child. According to Instagram, he has a child with another woman, but I don't know what his relationship with that woman is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he seems to be very dedicated.
This is exactly why you never, never draft a Florida Gator. I mean, Casey.
Milk was a bad choice.
No, he'll be fine. Listen, he gave us content the first week of July. I love him more. This moves him up the rankings of, if I'm going to buy a jersey this year of a Saints player, I mean, Gardner Johnson's in my top four. The only person that'll be higher is whoever I draft in our UDFA adopted son draft. Whoever I draft number one, I feel like I might be obligated to buy my son's jersey.
I don't know, Ralph. I'm kind of getting nervous. I was going to say Chauncey Gardner Johnson's towards the bottom. I'm starting to get Junior Gallette vibes. I mean, maybe not that bad, but I'm nervous.
Keenan Lewis?
You can't compare this to Junior Gallette. I mean, you know, this is a...
Did Gallette ever point a gun at a woman? I mean, I'm not saying it's legit. I mean, I don't know.
We don't know whether that's true or not. I mean, so far all we know is that he may or may not have, gotten caught stepping out on his lady. But...
You better hope his lady doesn't go like Earl Thomas's wife and her posse hunted down Earl Thomas at a hotel while he was hooking up. Chauncey Gardner Johnson, better hope that his Instagram little model doesn't go Earl Thomas's wife on him.
I will say this. If Chauncey Gardner Johnson posts a picture of him and his boys holding AR-15s on the beach, I will be sure to match each and every one of them up with whatever video comes out on Instagram. Yeah, and I'll solve that mystery just like I solved the Junior.
Real quick, Dave, I just want to say kudos. I know I wasn't here last week, but I did watch and I did listen, and I saw that you ate the breadsticks, that you went to the Olive Garden, and that was great to see.
Good.
It looked like a tremendous experience. I'm guessing you'll be going back again. Did you go back this week?
It'll be irregular. No, I did Uber Eats this time. I ordered it from Uber Eats. I wanted to hear. We haven't heard Kevin's take on.
Yeah,
on this
Kevin.
Episode. Well, okay. So
he's been waiting patiently.
Yeah. Well, hang on. I was under the impression he was married, because that would have really fueled a lot of it.
Let's just pretend he does for the sake of this podcast.
Well, no, because that would be disingenuous on my part. And even if I'm pretending, I hate coming off like that on something that's serious like this.
Fredo says, tweet from CJ Gardner Johnson, March 19th. Should I get a girlfriend or a wife?
Okay. Well, then let's just say he does have a significant other. Like he has a kid with another woman. Let's say that they are something of an item.
Allegedly.
Okay. I shouldn't have to fucking say this, but I'm saying it. Don't cheat on your significant other.
That is fucking stupid. Wake up.
I don't know if Jim is critiquing me or the idea of cheating on your significant other.
The idea of cheating, both.
Okay, well, that's fine. So, I get that there's people that can say it's a judgment call, it's none of our business, and you know what? It isn't. But when the woman that you're cheating on your significant other with comes out and says, oh, he pointed a gun at me, and then later retracts that accusation or seems to backpedal off of it, it suddenly does become more of our business. Now, if you're a professional honestly, when the NFL holds those finance classes – for all the draftees. What they need
pay
to do...
Pay that man his money.
What they need to do is have some former athletes who are broke because they cheated on their spouse or their girlfriend and lost half their shit and couldn't manage the rest of it. They need to have them come and talk to these guys and say, hey, prenup, prenuptial agreement. And if you're already married, I don't know what to tell you at that point. Aside from don't fucking cheat on your significant other.
Look, you're playing.
So if the woman is like, if she made this shit up, then he needs to go after it because he's got the money for an attorney. So go after her. Because the whole thing's just fucking frustrating. The whole thing's fucking frustrating because either she's fucking goofy and lying, or she's goofy, he pointed a gun at her, and oh yeah, no matter what the scenario is, he's cheating on his significant other. So, and I tell you what, let's pretend for sake of argument that CGJ, I want to make sure I got that right, doesn't have a significant other. Let's say that the kid is, you know, just, that he doesn't have a significant other, that the kid's taken care of and the mom's, you know, fine, but they're not together. If that is the case, Corey's still a fucking idiot because he can't pick a woman to save his ass. You're a professional fucking athlete with millions of dollars your disposal.
But
yeah, but I mean, this the story is over time.
And you can't fucking figure out or find a person who is discreet. And again, this is for if he doesn't have a significant other. It's bad judgment either way on his part. It's bad judgment.
But that's the story as old as time.
Wait, that again, Andrew?
The story as old as time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean...
Shut up and sit down.
I mean, he went to Florida. I saw this coming a mile away.
But, I mean, you could say in Jim Mora's eyes...
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
He's my star of the day. What else would we be talking about besides Jadeveon Clowney? We wouldn't have anything to talk about today if it wasn't for CJ. Sure. I love the guy. You know?
That's true.
What else would we be talking about? And
Clowney, he's going to fuck you. He ain't fucking you. He might point a gun at me if he hears this, allegedly.
No one listens to this podcast, Kevin. No. No one important anyway.
Well, then again, if he's got poor judgment, maybe he won't find me.
Well, he could come on the podcast and explain it to the people.
Guy can't find a woman that's, you know... I can't find somebody that's discreet, so there's a problem.
I'm really excited about him too as a player. All the guys on the roster, he's one of the most exciting young players.
Yeah, but in 2 years, Andrew, we're gonna bring this back up and we're gonna be like, should they pay him? And we're like, oh, remember that Instagram thing? And if he has another one of these, man, he gets. He might have to get in the no pay category.
Take the comp pick, baby.
Here's a question for the chat room. How many Instagram women would Gardner Johnson have to make mad enough to go at him on Instagram before you wouldn't pay him? Like, is it three? Is it four? Like, what's the scale? How does the scale work? Like, does he have to be – like, if he goes to three straight Pro Bowls but he has five Instagram women going at him in the next 2 years, do you pay him? Do you not? Like, how does that balance out, Dave?
I mean, if that was the situation, obviously the off-field stuff certainly isn't affecting the on-field product, so you got to pay the man. Hell, maybe that fuels him. Maybe he's like, I got to pay
that man his money. Really
well. I mean, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I think we got to look at this as if he's not building a bunch of loyalty with her, then at least if the Saints cut him or trade him, we won't have to deal with her dropping a Compton curse on us.
As far as you know.
I see that as a good thing.
Yeah. So, you know, that's pretty much all the Saints news that we have for today. But I did want to get – I know it's weird because with the Rona, you don't know how the season's going to go, and we don't know how many games they're going to play, if they're going to have a season. They've already cut two of the preseason games. They may cut all the players' union wants them to cut all four. But I was looking at the prop bets for the season, and – Dave, Alvin Kamara rush for more over under 850 yards.
Okay, so wait, how is the prop betting working? Like when you make that bet, like you just said, 850 yards. What happens if they cut the season short? Is the bet null? Is the bet voided out? Or
that's a good question.
Are you still beholden to your bet? And now you've got to have Alvin Kamara get 850 yards in 8 games instead of 16 games.
Or does Vegas, if they cut it to 12 and Alvin Kamara's got 850 yards after 10 games or 11 games, do they say, well, they didn't play a whole season? I don't know. So, but I'm a prop – people that know, they listen to this podcast a lot. I'm a prop bet addict. I love them. So I got Alvin Kamara.
Do they have, like, prop bets, like, about – like how many players on your team get like coronavirus?
They don't, but they should. Andrew, for the Saints, over under players getting the.
Can you bet on like how many games they're going to play this season? Like I would bet. Going to have a season.
That would be a good one.
I would bet over 8.
Like I'm saying, like this is the. This is like the year for prop betting. Like there's so many more things that you can add out there because of just the whole uncertainty of coronavirus and the state of the country. You know, like here's a prop bet. Like, will the Raiders play in their new stadium this season?
I would be so nervous to bet this year because, I mean, just think about like even if the best team is playing the worst team, and then boom, starting like let's say they just plow forward and they don't care and they just play every game no matter what. And then boom, starting quarterback on the best team gets the Rona. The backup does too. They got to bring some dude on from the practice squad up just to play quarterback that week, and he's their quarterback for two weeks.
That's the thing, man.
How does it affect their ability to win games? You know,
will teams? How close to actual game time are teams going to test for the Rona, Kevin? Like, are teams going to test on Friday and know the results? So, like, you would know Saturday, like, okay, Malcolm Jenkins got the Rona, whatever, yada, 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 so you can figure it out. Or are they going to drop the Rona results like the inactives on Sunday morning, and you're going to be like, oh, fucking no. Michael Thomas got the Rona, and I no put way. The bet down, and it's 11:30 a.m.
No way. Not with.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's gonna. Once you get past a certain window, it's like ignorance is bliss. You know.
Here's the thing. Are there tests available that have results with like good tests that have good results within 24 hours?
Yeah, that'll definitely be available to them. I mean, I know this, like for college football, I've been obviously following Tulane very closely and what they're going to do. And I mean, right now for them, the plan is to, you know, they leave Friday, so they're going to test Thursday, get the results back on Friday, and that's going to determine who gets on the plane, who travels, who plays. So I would assume that you would have something similar in the NFL where you test – maybe you test Friday, and that determines whether you. I mean, I don't know whatever day you're coming.
My wife is waiting. Has been told she's waiting
Your wife is nowhere near as important as even the worst practice squad player on the Saints. Not even close.
I'm talking about two-lane football. It's even worse than that.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Heck, maybe what if I'm still going on the trips and I get tested every week and I get 24-hour results, then I'm more important than your wife too.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm not traveling with the team.
Oh my God. Men, start taking notes because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 has been beautifully designed to reduce those painful nicks and tugs. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer shave. The water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower, too. Oh, one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. You need to try this out yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code armchair. Your balls will thank you. No, but I got Alvin Kamara over 850 yards. I got Michael Thomas to lead the NFL in receiving at plus 400.
I like that bet where you lead the league. Like that's still that bet doesn't get canceled out. Doesn't matter how many games is played, you can still win that bet, whether it's 8 games or 16 games.
Here's an interesting bet, Kevin. Drew Brees is plus 2,500 for the 2020 MVP. And I'm torn about it because of everything with the flag, I'm thinking there's no way the media will give it to him after what happened and all that. But then a part of me, then I go the other way. I'm like, no, he can be great. He can be involved. He can be a spokesman. He can be a agent for change, and that can help him finally get over the hump for MVP. Plus 2,500. I'm tempted at that.
Stop this. If he can't win it when he's the most likable guy in America, it's over.
Plus 2,500, Andrew.
Drew Brees can fucking cure sickle cell anemia, and he's not winning the MVP. He's not. He could pull a bunch of children from a burning building at this point.
Actually,
it's not going to fucking happen.
If he cures the Rona, he might.
If he cures the Rona.
He's laid this offseason because of all the things that have happened, because of his comments and then his subsequent apology. He has laid the groundwork for if he has a good season this year, he could, all of that offseason stuff that's happened these past month and a half, 2 months, that helps him get the MVP vote. That's the storyline right there. That's the redemption, the Drew Brees redemption story at age 40 or age 41 or whatever. That helps him. This helps him get the MVP. Obviously, he's got to have a great season.
Hypothetically, Andrew, if he did cure the Rona, how would the stat nerds screw him out of the MVP? What would they say about him curing the Rona? Would they say that he still didn't throw the ball deep enough? He didn't cure the Rona fast enough? How would they screw him out of the MVP
Aaron Rodgers is going to find the cure 5 minutes before Drew Brees.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It'll be Brees found the cure, but Aaron Rodgers could have found the cure if he wanted to. He just didn't feel like it.
Right. They'll somehow Rodgers will find the cure somehow, but PFF will somehow rate Drew Brees' research and data collecting abilities at a much higher clip than Rodgers, and he won't even appear in the top 10 on those numbers.
I think,
but people will still say that Rodgers is a tremendous scientist and should win a Nobel for it.
That's right.
But he ain't appearing in any fucking statistics.
That's right.
Andrew, you need to start a Discord channel within our Saints Happy Hour universe. You need to create one. How Aaron Rodgers will screw Drew Brees out of the MVP, and people can just throw in like random
just
nonsense.
I've been kind of riding that horse for a while, the anti Aaron Rodgers thing. I'm really on that right now. But did you guys know that he actually has a Saints podcast that's better than this one?
Hey man.
And really all he does on the podcast is yell about his brother. So that's weird.
Hey, when the host doesn't realize that his power cord is not plugged in, it's not a high bar to clear.
That took me a second, Kevin, but that was rich. That was rich.
Listen.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Kaepernick could buy national airtime via Nike and have a 30-second ad in which he and Drew have some fucking elaborate handshake, and Cap says, oh yeah, Drew's cool now. It's okay. Drew ain't winning the MVP. It's not fucking happening.
I think Cap has a better chance of not throwing a pass all year and winning the MVP over.
Correct.
Kaepernick could win the MVP by not completing a pass. What's a position that's never won an MVP? Like they would give it to an offensive lineman.
Tackle. Offensive tackle.
Gronk will win the MVP in Tampa.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Done.
Shit. If Tom Brady has a pedestrian year, There'll be some motherfuckers that'll come out. Yeah. For, he ought to get consideration.
That's how Drew would lose it. Totally. Drew would have a great season, but Brady will have like a mediocre season, but Tampa Bay will go to like the NFC championship or some shit like that. And fucking Brady will win the MVP.
Tampa will, no, the Saints will go 14-2, but Brady will go 9-7, but win his last five and have like two really good games.
Fredo says in the chat that Aaron Rodgers' podcast also has a much better intro from Sean Payton.
That hurts. That hurts, Fredo.
That hurt.
That hurts a lot.
Well done.
It hurts.
By the way, I'm wearing our my Manscaped t-shirt representing the brand.
Yeah. My wife said I couldn't wear mine because I can't wear a shirt that says balls on it.
Manscaped has been phenomenal. I have to say, I'm trying to convince my wife to shave my head. I want to shave my head so bad because look, it's just my hair is just curly and it doesn't look like an afro. It looks like a sad poodle just crawled on my head and died. And
can we pull up the pictures of me in college?
Dave, your pictures in the Discord channel.
That's worth being a patron there.
It seriously looks like you're wearing a wig, Dave.
It was jarring. I was not ready for Dave Cariello with hair.
I never think about like, you know, making friends and meeting people later in life who never knew me as a kid in high school or college or whatever when I had hair. So I never even forget about the fact that it would be like.
Where's that in the Discord?
It's like Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Wait, where is it in the Discord?
Oh man, Kevin's on a mission.
Kevin's
now.
Looking for it. It's weird. He looks like that's why you become a patron. Every patron gets access to the Discord channel. Just saying.
Totally it's worth every penny.
Here's the thing. Dave looks like Sideshow Bob and the guy from Counting Crows had a kid.
Probably. That's probably in the non-Saints talk channel.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad. I didn't know I was losing my hair at the time, but I'm glad that I like grew it long and we had that special time together.
That special moment, you know? that special time together.
Yeah. I grew it out long and I saw what it could be. And so I'm glad I did that.
You climbed the Mount Everest of hair.
Pretty much.
Huge. Which text channel is it in?
Kevin's like hunting it like it's a porn clip on LimeWire in 1999.
Wait, Dave, where'd you say it was?
I would have assumed it's in the non-Saints talk channel.
No, it might be in the booze talk. Yeah, Dave is not in a lot.
Yeah.
Dave frequents the booze chat channel a lot more frequently.
How many days ago was it?
It was a while ago.
Quite a few.
It was a while ago.
By the way, while you're looking for this, I want to give a shout out to the my friends in the chat who sit in front of me for the Saints game from Mississippi. They're listening, and I miss them, and I'm hoping I'll get to see them soon. But I don't know about the season since we're all going to be tarped. We're not going to have seats to sit in, so.
Dave, you need to make a shirt. My season got tarped.
Yeah, I might not see them till 2021. I don't know.
Oh, it's in the Nolan News, Kevin. I just found it. It's in the Nolan News.
Well, that's
Nolan News. Okay.
Yeah.
Brace yourself, Held. It's jarring. It's jarring. I mean, Dave,
before we forget, should you talk about who your PPP person is?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Come on now. Dave, this ain't your hair, man.
No, it is.
I swear to Christ, this is not your hair.
That is me. That
Ralph,
is me.
Do you have a way of showing this on our feed right now? Can you share screen share?
I don't.
No, Ralph, make that your background.
Something you can't unsee.
Ralph, you gotta make so that what, your backdrop.
So what channel is it in? Is it in Saints Talk or?
No.
Yeah.
NOLA News.
No, and, NOLA News.
NOLA News, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I don't have words for this. Dave, I really don't have words, man. Like one of these photos, you look like the bassist for a grunge band. The other one, like, were you a big fan of Pauly Shore?
He might have been.
Did Dave mute himself?
I just posted a link in the chat room. Hopefully, that will work.
What the shit?
It's just ridiculous.
That really, really amazing.
It is.
I mean, dude, the second one is the winner.
No.
Hey, I'm very comfortable in my skin. I'm going to be a good sport about this, but that's it. Next week, one of y'all is going to be sharing your most awkward teenage or 20-something photos, and then we're going to critique that. We're going to do that for the next 3 weeks. And by then, training camp will have started, so it'll be a good time filler.
I mean, but
listen, it ain't.
I've got money on Ralph's being definitely the worst.
For sure, man.
I was way cooler as a teenager than I am.
I mean, I just want to say, my high school, my acne was just, it was just bad in a way, just undescribably bad, you know. What's that actor at Edwards James Olmos? I look like the crippled version of him.
Mm.
You know? Nice. So there you go. I got Dave.
Oh my god.
I got Dave behind me.
Wow.
So I mean,
I'm sober there, huh?
As people listen to this podcast, I hope they made it through like the 90 seconds of dead air when my computer went dead.
So, I'm happy to say that my daughter has inherited a lot of my hair.
Yeah.
Good. Put it to better use.
Hopefully, she doesn't lose it all.
Yeah. Now
look at that.
It's just
this is college. This is like I'm like 20 here.
You look 20. Fucking high like the Rocky Mountains, Dave. I mean, I gotta say, I'm glad that as much as we do this podcast and as much as we try to make it professional and we try to send people booze bundles and all, like clockwork, beginning of July, it goes completely off the fucking rails because we run out of Saints news.
I'm never going to be able to run for public office after this podcast. This thing is fucking ruined me, for sure.
None of us.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life? Yeah.
Now that these pictures are out there.
Yeah.
You know, I can't run for president because I was born in England.
No.
I legally cannot.
Good. That's makes me I can sleep at night.
Juge always likes to drop that hoity-toity bullshit on us. Like, he grew up in France. He knows French.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All that hoity-toity.
I can just see the attack ads now.
Yeah.
He rooted for Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah.
What kind of president roots for a French soccer team?
Well, I'll tell you, behind the scenes, peek behind the curtain for people, because my mother-in-law has the Rona and because of the family situation, like, we can only quarantine between the houses. So me and Andrew have emergency shows loaded in the Patreon of the Rona shows in case I get the Rona. We're gonna still give y'all shows. I went back, Kevin, and pulled like classic podcasts, the best of Saints Happy Hour, and I was listening to some of it. They'll go back through it. None of us. We couldn't run for fucking dog catcher. We're done.
Oh, no. No. You got to get, listen, you got to, if you're going to go in the classic mode, you got to find that one after the Cowboys game in 2009 where I went absolutely apoplectic.
Wait, the Mike Carney game? No.
This is when the Saints lost their undefeated streak.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was that one. I went back. I got two from 2017. I got one from like 2015. I gotta. If I can go back, I don't know if Art 19 has them all. The Bounty Gate ones are pretty freaking amazing. Where we tried to call Pam Flawn. Like we had to. The Bounty Gate ones were completely off the rails because we were sad about losing to the 49ers and we were just angry about Bounty Gate all summer. So that really went off the rails against Goodell. We'll get back to the show in just a second. There is no shortage of action going on with our partners over at betonline.ag. The sports world is slowly making its way back with the NBA announcing its return in late July. But right now, UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and international soccer all have resumed play, and BetOnline has the best odds and lines for their upcoming games and matches. You need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening live every day for our devout gamblers to check out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit BetOnline.ag on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts. Even looking at the picture of Dave, even looking at it on the YouTube thing, seeing it behind me is jarring.
Are we leaving it up? Are we leaving it up like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah. I mean, is it just for this week, Dave? Next week we'll go back to the logo.
That's fine.
Maybe just when
one of us sends Ralph an embarrassing photo, he'll make that the backdrop.
I wish I could see the other. You can only really see the top one. I wish we could see the bottom ones.
I didn't like shrink it and fit it to Skype. I just downloaded it and posted it up there. But
that's why you got to become a fucking patron and get access to the Discord so you can see this.
I mean,
the
Discord
majesty.
The Discord channel seriously is amazing because it's private. You don't have to deal with all the crap of social media, and I'm hanging out in Discord channel much more than on Twitter because Twitter, I feel like Twitter is angry and horrible and people are just looking to chop heads off like it's the fucking French Revolution. They're looking for anybody on Twitter that says anything that might possibly be taken the wrong way and they'll come for you. So I'm retreating back into the Discord channel. I will not lie, and you should too. Become a patron and you get the booze, and you get the booze bundle for $10. You get the shot glass, the koozie, the crew to Taysom cup, the crew to Drew cup, and we ship it out to you. You get it. It's amazing. So final thought, and then we'll get out of here, is and I want to go everybody around the horn because I mentioned it and we kind of scooted over when Dave's hair just took over the podcast. Over under, Kevin, a half of a preseason game getting played this year. Over under, half of a preseason game.
I am pounding the under.
Andrew.
I'm also going the under. I don't think we'll have a single preseason game.
Dave.
Well, just to be contrarian, I'll say over. I'll say they'll give them one. I mean, you gotta. How are you gonna evaluate?
College does it all the fucking time, man.
You gotta give them. Just give them one game. I could see them getting one game. I think that's the fair thing to do. I don't see any more than one game. So, but I'll take the over one.
I kind of feel like the fair thing to do is not increase the risk of someone getting the coronavirus.
No, the fair thing to do is just not have the season.
Just playing devil's advocate there on that comment.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll miss the preseason because the preseason is fun. We get people fired up. We say we hate the preseason, but we watch we watch the games, and I see the download numbers of those podcasts that me and Andrew and Kevin and Dave will do, where we'll do like a 15-minute recap of the preseason game. I know the download numbers. You people watch the preseason game, and then you consume the podcast. So we say we hate the preseason, but we really secretly love it. So I'm gonna say they're not gonna have a preseason, but don't panic. There's like 12 billion reasons for them to have a season. They're going to give us NFL football, I promise you. It might be six games. Oh. It might be – so –
We should have done the Morton Anderson music on the way out.
What was
no,
it?
No, I wanted to hear the Morton Anderson song on the way on the outro music.
Oh, you wanted
you
to
mean the Ryan Hansen song?
Yeah.
It's them in tandem, right?
Yeah.
Tommy Barnhart must be so angry he didn't get in on that action.
Well, I mean, you know, People were wondering where I found it. I just found it on the YouTubes. I mean,
there we go. Yes.
Oh, you know what we forgot to do? I'll do it like last week. I forgot to take questions. We gotta see.
That's great. We get to listen to a little bit more while you pull these questions up.
Yeah. Most likely.
Now, is that Brian Hansen or is that Morton singing? Who's singing right there?
Who cares, man? Who cares, baby? It's gold. It's come gold, on. Baby.
Summer jams.
Look, let me tell you something. 20-year-old Dave in the background there is loving the shit out of this song. Loving the shit out of this song right now.
The Dave in those photos can smell colors, okay?
This is from Ben Andrew. It's an actual football question. With the addition on defense, is this year's team giving you 09 vibes?
A little bit, yeah. I'm still kicking myself because what year was it when we got Jarris Bird? What year was that?
2013.
Yeah, I remember going to that practice at the Greenbrier and calling you, Ralph, and saying this is the best Saints football team I've ever seen. And obviously that team was 7-9 and it was awful.
So. Yeah, it was.
Great evaluation there.
I have a lot of confidence. I do think this team's really good. And the thing is, like, a lot of times you get scared, like, they weren't as good as the 49ers or last year, or Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are too good to beat. Like, we can't hang with them. But I would just remind you guys that are feeling that way, like, it changes every year. And so, like, while you think the 49ers are really good right now, they lost some guys. You don't know how injuries are going to go. And, like, the Seahawks, they won that Super Bowl, and they seemed unbeatable. And they haven't won one since. So, I think things change year to year. And just because the Chiefs were really good last year and the Niners, like, that could easily change. The Niners are in a really, really tough division. So... yeah, I'm pretty confident. I mean, I don't know that I'm, like, convinced they're 0-9 good and clearly better than everyone, but I think they're a top five NFL team, and if the chips fall the right way, they can absolutely win the Super Bowl.
All right, that's
wow,
the,
that was boring.
That was boring. Somebody asked Dave, did you get a perm? Was that a perm? That hair?
No, that was fucking au naturel, baby. Okay, no products, no special combs, no curlers. No artificial devices. That was get in the shower, get out of the shower, you're done. That was set it and forget it, baby.
It's a wig. It's not a wig.
It's oh, my God. No, it's, it that's,
yep.
It's beautiful. It was a thing of beauty.
I love Dave's idea. I think every week we're going to end with the Take It to the Top.
This is the greatest song. This is the greatest song ever. I love this song so much.
Guys, thanks for sticking with us. Sorry about the technical issues. That was the host's fault completely. Thanks for Kevin, for Dave, for Andrew. I'm Ralph. Until next week, the bar is closed. Take us out, Morton and Brian.